Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about true biblical unity being based on God's word without compromise. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Biblical unity. Now, there's a large call today for unity in religion, but my friend, that unity is calling for compromise. Well, let's forget the doctrines that make us different. Do you realize that the Bible, in its call for unity, and by the way, it uses the word unity itself, I believe, in the New Testament only in Ephesians chapter 4. And in that call for unity, it lets us know basically the unity is already there. In other words, there's no compromise. The word is the word. And we decide that we're either going to enter into that unity with God or we're going to stay away from it. And so when people want unity today, that unity better be built upon the doctrine of God's word. It better be 100% purely upon God's word. And if it's not, don't enter that unity. It is something Satan will most definitely corrupt. You know, it's interesting to me. Sometimes couples will come forward in a church and they'll want to dedicate a baby. And some will come and give something valuable. Maybe it's a car, maybe it's land. But they want it to be used as seen fit for God's house. Well, Jesus Christ has, in this great prayer of John 17, dedicated you collectively and individually to the Father. He has made a life commitment to you, my friend. Now, how committed are we to him? You see, we need to daily meet at that altar of prayer with him. You are a special presentation of Jesus Christ to the Father. In presenting you holy, this is fundamentally the idea of separation to God and separation from worldly defilement. In Ephesians 5, 25 through 27, he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, and that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, my friend, Jesus is so concerned about those that he saves, and he wants to sanctify them, set them apart, and really cleanse them and to present them holy. He wants to do that by his word. And therefore, it ends up, as Philippians 3:9 shows us, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. In other words, not my righteousness, but Christ's righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he hath made him, that is Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My friend, it's through his righteousness that we are accepted before God. And that's how he wants to present us holy. And that's how he'll present us holy, is that we'll be presented as washed in the blood. We'll be presented with Christ's righteousness and the merit of his righteousness, not our righteousness. In Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, we read this, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Did they overcome by their own righteousness? No, they overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, our righteousness is what we choose to do because we think it's a good thing. But His righteousness in us is that when we are obedient to the Word of God and we do it because we trust God and we know it's right. That is why we should, while we're in this flesh, continually strive to be holy. As 1 Peter 1:15-16 tells us to be holy because the Lord our God is holy. Therefore, we should strive to allow Him to live in us and through us. Now, my friend, that calls for you to daily, every day you get up, read the Bible first, and then instead of just praying for this and that, just meditate and think, my friend, on what you have read. Let God speak to your heart. Think on it until He warms your heart. Then pray for these other things. We're to pray for these other things, but, you know, that's not intimacy. Intimacy comes when we meditate deeply into the Word of God and we come to know Him. So, one of the first things in the way that He wants to present you is to present you holy. Then verse 22 also says unblameable. That's His second goal. The idea of unblameable is without blemish. Now, this is a technical term that they used in that day regarding the Old Testament sacrificial lamb that was to be without flaw, that is, free of defects. It was to be stainless in character and conduct is the idea here. This requirement of God of the Old Testament sacrificial lamb is still true today. You and I cannot present perfection to God, and God cannot accept anything short of perfection. Let us imagine someone steals the lug nuts off all the wheels on your car. You have other lug nuts available, but they are a quarter of an inch too big. Now, will you put those on and try to drive the car? No. 1,000 times no. You just won't do that. You know, it's just not the thing to do. You just won't make it far if you try it. Yet people have their works and their character that they're using and trying to enforce as saved people to maybe hope to receive special rewards at the hand of God. In other words, they're trying to live the Christian life their way instead of by the Word of God. As Paul, we must not have our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. Have you seen people that thought that they were too righteous for church? And so they just don't go to church. You know, they're smarter than the pastor. They're smarter than the deacons. They're smarter than the Sunday school teacher. Therefore, they don't go. Well, you don't get around it. They're still forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And that is not righteous. And that is a pride and an evil in God's sight. Now again, this radio ministry does not take the place of your local church. And my friend, no matter what radio station you're listening to this ministry, as many of these radio stations have local churches attached to them, then my friend, this radio ministry does not take the place of people attending those local churches. Be faithful to your local church. I cannot emphasize that enough. Now, the reason we can't be saved by our character or righteousness is simply we cannot meet the demands of a holy and righteous God. Yet, He, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, is able to present us blameless. How? He took our place. Aren't you glad? Making heaven isn't dependent upon your righteousness or my righteousness. He not only paid my sin debt, He fulfilled the requirements of righteousness for me. So, my friend, this special presentation of Christ, God the Son, presenting us to the Father, it's a special presentation in which He wants to present us holy and then unblameable. And thirdly, verse 22 says, unreprovable. This means not only free from the blemish, but from the charge of the blemish. In Romans 8:33, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. In other words, we are legally declared unreprovable by the court of heaven. And there is no charge nor accusation either here or hereafter. And all this is through His precious blood. My friend, keep your mind on that. You know, you can have Thanksgiving all year round. You shouldn't have just a special day that we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a 365-day-a-year responsibility of every Christian. And it is in His sight. The last three words there of verse 22. Now, the word sight comes from the Greek word meaning to look down in. This speaks of His penetrating gaze. This is like the man that is showing a picture, and sometimes they do this with kids' pictures or things in the newspaper or in a comic book, and they'll say, find 10 things that are different, or see if you can find a certain item in this picture. And you have to really gaze and stare and penetrate, looking deeply before you find it. And that's the idea here in this text. Jesus Christ must be my representative in order to present me holy and unblameable and unreprovable in the penetrating gaze of Almighty God. You know, men may find many things wrong with me, and probably not as many things as I find wrong with me. But under the blood of Christ, I'm holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. Hallelujah! What a wonderful thought. Now He says in verse 23, if you continue in the faith. Now, some would use the word if to show they could lose their salvation. But here's where the Greek is very helpful to us. Now, there's the Greek word in, E-A-N, translated if. It is an unfulfilled hypothetical condition. For example, you tell a child, if you make an A, I will give you $10. In other words, a condition must be met if I'm going to give you $10. And that is ian in the Greek. Now, that is not the Greek word that is used here in verse 23 of Colossians chapter 1. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.